Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional
work
week. I am great.
Are you choked up that it's Friday?
I'm great. It's Friday. The big news is that Sarah was able to thaw out overnight. Her power came back on. She looks rested and happy.
I was going to say, she looks exactly the same. What are you talking about?
That's what I thought you were going to say too, yeah. Taryn, because I think I do look exactly the same.
Oh, I think you look very chipper.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you warmed finally, because did you know she was wearing 2 pairs of socks yesterday?
Yo, I boiled some water so I could dip my feet in water and get them warm.
It was a whole ordeal for this girl. And my suggestion was going to be just like cover yourself in a freak flag, but you didn't even need to do that because your power's back.
I didn't.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And it's time to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's a very special day. I'm going to play some audio and you have to guess what today is. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Wanna go for a ride?
All right, what do you think it is?
It is Smashing Pumpkins Day. Billy Corgan.
Wanna go for a ride?
No.
Road Trip Day.
Well, give other people guesses. Oh. You hog? You answer hog?
I didn't know I only got one guess.
Well, I mean, you didn't even give Sarah or Danny a chance to guess. Here you are just all willy-nilly with your answers.
She's excited.
You're wrong on both of those, by the way.
I'm going to go with Pumpkin Day.
Pumpkin Day.
Yeah.
Wanna go for a ride?
No.
No.
Sarah.
I was going to say Ride Something Day.
Pretty close.
Wanna go for a ride?
It's National Wanna Go for a Ride Day, you idiots. It's right there in the lyrics.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Wow, the prophet Billy Corgan predicted this.
He knew it was going to happen today. And speaking of going for a ride, I know you had a big charity event happen yesterday, and you had some devastating news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you lost a dick.
Oh, I did. I lost a dick. Yeah, I lost to Dick. I didn't beat Dick. I tried very hard to beat Dick for weeks.
You tried. So what happened yesterday?
Wanna go for a ride?
I found out that I was number 31 out of the top 100 fundraisers for Bike MS.
Okay.
And Dick was number 30.
How much did he beat you by?
Like $160, you guys.
Oh,
it is infuriating. Infuriating.
Freaking Dick.
And we had a bet, and I got to take the guy to lunch, and he's probably going to pick something fancy.
Oh, so you don't get the pick.
No, Dick gets to pick.
Does Dick have, very, like, highfalutin taste?
I don't know about that, but I think in this instance, he's going to troll me and pick something amazing.
He should just go to Dick's.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's like Dick'ception.
And it's affordable. All right, yesterday, I don't think many people expected that the 2-8 Cleveland Browns would beat the 8-2 Pittsburgh Steelers, but that's exactly what happened on Thursday Night Football. Granted, there was a lot of snow going on. That was a crazy game. It was just full on, just like a snowpocalypse going on during that game. And well, Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers were not able to beat the Browns, but it went to the very end of the game, and they had to score a touchdown within the final minute of the game that put them ahead for good, 24-19. Here's that call. I like how he's like, it's freaking cold and snowing. Why are you still here? And then everybody in the stadium's like, we live in Cleveland. We have nothing better to do.
This is fine. Oh,
so now the Browns are 3-8 and the Steelers are 8-3.
Western Washington is continuing to deal with the aftermath of the devastating bomb cyclone that left over 300,000 people without power. And the utility providers are warning residents to another potential outage, possibly today, because another storm is rolling through. They said gusts of up to 35 miles per hour could threaten further damage.
Wouldn't that suck if here's Sarah, she just got her power back yesterday, and less than 24 hours later, she loses it again?
And then she would actually lose her mind.
What would be worse? Just not having power until it's finally, not permanently, but you know what I mean, back after all this crap that we've been going on with, or getting power back for a brief period of time and having it taken away from you?
I think getting it back is nice, but I am just living in the fact that we still have it, because I'm prepared if we lose it again.
You guys got your generator fixed, right?
No.
Just heat up your house to like 200 degrees, so that way when you lose it again, it'll be nice and warm for a couple of days.
I think that's a
great idea. Yeah, just do that.
Okay, all right.
Just really jack up the thermostat as high as possible. And don't tell George or your father and see how they react to
it. Could you imagine? They'd both be so mad.
Man, oh man. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 49 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. Also, this weekend with sports, you got good luck to the Sounders. They're playing in the Western Conference semifinal against LA Football Club, and that's in Los Angeles tomorrow night. That game's at 7. It's single elimination, so one and done.
Yep.
So if they win, they move on.
Let's go.
And if they lose, Danny will be sad all weekend. Also in Los Angeles, the Kraken are going to be in L.A. taking on the Los Angeles Kings. And then the Seahawks are at home this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. If they win, there's a chance they'll be in first place.
And the Washington State University Cougars are going to be down at Oregon State. And I will be there tailgating my little fanny off tomorrow.
Good luck to everybody in Oregon State, as Tarantula will probably be making an appearance. Yep, 49 degrees and cloud. It's going to rain as well. That's the DMD and that's what's up.
What happened with the Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith that led him to saying this yesterday?
I'm not going to ask a guy about a shower, but that's something you might have to ask them.
You're going to hear from Geno at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Seattle Seahawks training facility in Renton was without full power after that bomb cyclone hit. The team had limited power yesterday. They were using some generators to get some stuff going, but much of it was in the dark.
So if they win on Sunday, I think this is how you have to do it for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You can't mess with a good thing.
That's exactly right. During the press conference, Geno Smith talked about it.
You know, it's just a little bit colder in the indoor, as you guys see. But for the most part, you know, the prep has been great. I think guys have, you know, obviously without power at home is going to, you know, hinder some things. But guys have been doing a great job at, you know, studying. And it allows you to spend extra hours at the facility. You know, if you don't got power at home, you got power here. So
that's kind of like what Sarah's been doing.
Hanging out.
She's never worked harder.
Really, though.
It's like, I'm about ready to rip out the power cords in Mercer Island some more. It's crazy.
No. You can spend extra hours here and just studying. And, you know, we're not going to use it as an excuse. There's a lot of people without power, and we're just blessed to be able to, you know, come to work and still do our jobs.
So one of the issues at the facility is not having hot water. I know. And Geno Smith talked about that whole bit.
So it's cold showers. Got a man up, you know, take a cold shower.
F that. I'm taking the week off. Sorry, guys. Have fun. Good luck at the Arizona Cardinals game.
And then, yeah, there's no sauna. You know, some of the things that we're accustomed to having, because there's no electricity there aren't, you know, here for our service. But for the most part, man, we got everything we need, and we'll be ready on Sunday.
You have power at home, Gino?
I do, yeah.
It's like, yeah, of course I got power. I'm just talking about all the other guys.
Got that generator wired into the house, I bet.
I'm the quarterback with the Seattle Seahawks. I just said, yo, PSE.
It's Geno Smith. Get over here. Fix this, please. We'll be right there, Geno.
Who's struggling the most with the cold showers?
Wow.
That's a very strange question. I love it. I love that someone asked that.
Who's struggling the most with the cold showers?
I've been going home to shower, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to ask a guy about a shower, but that's something you might have to ask them.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
I also love he's like, I go home. I don't know, man. If he did that on my beer league team, we'd be making fun of him.
Oh, for sure.
You don't leave the facility not taking a shower.
And yeah. Also, don't abandon the rest of your team because you're spoiled.
These damn entitled quarterbacks. I bet Sam Howell took a cold shower.
Yeah.
They should start him.
Oh, my gosh.
We used to always clown on people who, like, show up. Like, they'd play. And then they got weird about, like, taking a shower there. So they would just dress after sweating and all that nasty hockey gear and then go home. And, I'm just going to go home and take a shower.
And you're like, sitting in your seat of your car.
We have an entire room full of showers. Like, what are you doing?
Now your car's going to start to smell like your stank.
Your clothes, everything about that. I think that's just kind of strange.
It is a little bit strange. Also, can you imagine getting out of the cold shower just into a more cold locker room? Like, there's no heat. Like, that would just be awful.
I didn't think about that.
That was the worst because George and I took a shower yesterday morning without heat before I went to work. And I thought that would be the worst part. But coming out of the shower, I was like, oh, we have no heat in our house. This is terrible.
Wow. Now my cold body is turning into an icicle.
Yeah.
That sucks. I did see something, though, on the YouTube page where they post that, that press conference. I thought this was a really interesting thing that this guy brought up, and I kind of understand where he's coming from. He just said, hey, I just wish I could tell Gino that he's kept me going. I took two bets on myself in my career. A lot of it was feast or famine, but watching him come back made me believe that I can change my future. I've had a lot of people in my life, family and friends, tell me otherwise what I should be doing, but I felt like I was caving in. And then I see him, he never gives up on himself, so why should I? Thank you, man.
That's awesome.
And I think about, like, I mean, I remember Gino in a weird way, like, it's corny, but, like, had, like, a little bit of a moment of inspiration for me, too, when everything was getting crazy in my professional life. I was like, I looked at Gino, I'm like, here's a guy late in his career, still figured it out, and is having a great run. I mean, I know that some people have, like, complaints about him and all that, but at the end of the day, I mean, he's still putting out a good game every time. He still gives this team a chance to win at the end of every game for the most part. And I just found I found a lot of inspiration behind him as well. So when I saw that comment, I'm like, man, I totally get what this guy's talking about.
I bet there's a lot of you out there that have felt that kind of
bunch
know,
of Geno
connection.
Lovers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's super inspirational. 206.
Except that he doesn't take a shower with his team. Now I'm starting to question all the love and faith. I might burn my jersey.
Wow. Oh,
you know what? No, I'll freeze it.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Who is someone that inspired you, even though they have no idea who you are? This could be a celebrity, a sports star, whoever. Who inspired you? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Scorpions.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, who is someone that inspired you, even though they have no idea who you are? This could be a celebrity, a sports star, whoever. Tell us who inspired you. 206-803-ROCK. Jason and Yelm, for you, it's a frontman for a local band who is no longer with us. Tell us about it.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Great. How you doing, Jason?
I'm pretty good. So when I was young, I stumbled onto my first one of my first CDs that I bought, probably from somebody who stole them out of a car.
Okay.
Yeah, for $2, I got my first copy of Mother Love Bone Apple.
Oh, and, hell yeah.
So Andy Wood, he inspired me to start a few crummy bands and keep playing music. And I like to play even today, even though that I'm still more of a noisemaker than a music maker.
So what's your go-to song for, I mean, there's so many great songs. I think when I think of Mother Love Bone, the first one that pops in my head is there's a song called Gentle Groove that we used as our, that's the song that my wife and I danced to at our wedding.
Aww.
Although it's way too long of a song. I was like 3 minutes into it. I'm like, I'm sorry, hon, I didn't edit this. This is very awkward. But what about for you?
Chloe Dancer, man.
Oh,
yes.
So
that's the song I think that introduced so many people to him.
Yeah. I mean, God, those, I have the complete box set on vinyl that I got a few years ago. My wife got me for my birthday. And, you know, that was just such a tragedy. But, you know, it spawned so much great music, and we're left with what he left. So I really look up to him, and I appreciate him, and I think about him every day.
Dude, I spent a pretty penny on that same vinyl box set, and I was like, why did I spend all this money? Until I opened it and went through it, I'm like, this was worth every penny. It is a really good box set.
Good investment.
Yes, it's just like, it's very like, you know, it's a time capsule of what Seattle once was.
206-803
Back when Seattle was good, Danny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who inspired you, Chris, from Smoky Point?
Travis Pastrana. I've followed that man for many, many years since I was a child, and I've watched him go from this wild dirt bike rider to the motorsports just phenomenon is today. And everything that he has done and the charities that he has, the joy that he has to everybody, it pushes me to...
Your phone stinks. I'm bummed that it does, because way back in the day when I worked at the end, we'd have Travis on from time to time.
Oh, cool.
And dude, he was such a nice guy. He was such a cool dude. He has been through quite a few injuries.
For sure.
Like some insane ones.
Broken and put back together.
So many that I'm just looking at some of the surgeries that they have a list on the internet. Two surgeries on his left wrist, one on his thumb, two on his back, one on his right elbow, 9 on his left knee, 6 on his right knee, a shoulder surgery, and then the one that's so insane, he had his spine separated from his pelvis.
Wow.
And then he still gets back on the bike and keeps going.
He was in a wheelchair for 3 months. He was in and out of consciousness for about 3 days. Had 6 blood transfusions.
Wow.
The dude is just, I mean, extreme. He's extreme. He's the walking embodiment of Mountain Dew.
206-803-ROCK. Who inspired you, Opie, on I-5?
Christopher Reeves, actually.
Superman.
Exactly. My accident happened exactly the same day, the same time, the same year, although he had what they call the hangman's injury, so he was a quadriplegic. I'm a paraplegic.
Oh, my gosh.
I still got use of my arms, but I broke my neck in 2 places, broke every rib off my spine, blew out both my lungs, lost 40% of my vision.
Opie, question for you, because you said that all this happened on the same day. And now, Christopher Reeve, if I remember correctly, it was a horse riding accident that happened to him. Was that the same for you?
No, mine was a dirt bike accident. I drove off of a cliff going about 50 miles an hour off a 25-foot cliff. And wasn't expected to live, had a 98% chance of dying, and now it's... 29 years later, this May, it'll be 30 years.
Wow.
So, they gave us 8 to 10 years to live, and he lived 9, and I've lived now almost 30. So
that's incredible.
I'm a lucky man. So give thanks to put my feet on the foot pegs every morning. So.
Opie, man, you are an inspiration, man. Much love to you.
Yeah, rock on. Steve Miggs, are you ready to go down?
In what way? Excuse me?
Whoa!
Because I just have this feeling that whoever calls up to play Beat Miggs right now is going to beat you.
Not a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Not a chance.
Because you are at
99. I'm doing it for Opie.
You're at 99 losses right
now. Yeah, I'm not getting 100.
333 wins, 99 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.